These lectures are presented by Sheikh Shadi al-Sulayman at the Kimber Mosque after Salatul Isha every Monday and Thursday night. To listen to or download other lectures, visit www.islamicmedia.com.au. If you would like to be informed and get involved with the Muslim community, brothers, SMS your name to 0416 766 442. Sisters, SMS your name to 0404 806 767.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد After the praise to Allah Almighty and Glory And peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I testify that there is no God except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And for tonight, we're in a gathering, the gathering of knowledge, the gathering of angels, the gathering of the love of Allah and His Prophet. And within the serious of purifying our hearts and trying to become like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his morals and manners and akhlaq. We'll speak about tonight an important thing in a Muslim's life, an important thing within the da'wah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, I was sent to perfect the good and the great and the noble manners. بَعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ We'll speak tonight and share with you the importance of the obedience of the parents, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an al-Kareem, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا Allah Almighty said in the Qur'an al-Kareem, in more than one place in the Qur'an, in which He says that your Lord had ordained to worship no one but Him, and not to associate any Lord with Allah, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا and to be dutiful and kindful to your parents. You realize with that verse how Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned after His worship the obedience of the parents, for us to understand and realize how important it is in Islam for a Muslim to obey his parents, for a Muslimah to obey her parents. And to disobey the parents is one of the great and major sins. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, shouldn't I tell you about the major of major sins? Three. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-ishraku billah, to associate another Lord with Allah Almighty, وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ and the disobedience and disrespect to the parents. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting down, leaning his back, and then he got up and he said, أَلَا قَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ أَلَا قَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ أَلَا قَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ that the false saying and the false witness, the false saying and the false witness, the false saying and the false witness, that the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum said that we wished that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not go on with it from the fear that came in their heart from behind that major, major sin. So alayhi salatu wasalam, not only in this hadith, in a lot more other hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam shows the major sin and how major that sin is to disobey the parents and to be disrespectful to the parents. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. After Allah Azza wa Jal saying that do not associate in the Lord with Allah and to obey and be dutiful to your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if one of them or two of them, one of your parents, whether it's your mother or your father, or both of your parents, your mother and your father, live and stay with you until they're in an old age. And when they're in an old age, we all know that the old age is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمُرِ. He described the old age as the most lowest age. The lowest age, worse than being a child, because once a man or woman reaches to the old age, they can't move anymore and they need support and help. They can't even eat anymore and they need support and help. They can't do anything, even though their natural call, they can't do it unless they need support and help. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا وَكِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. If one of your parents or two of your parents grew up and they're living with you, don't you ever disrespect them. Don't you ever look down on them. Don't you ever turn your back away from them. And even don't even say to them, "Uff." Uff. Uff is a word of disrespect. A word of disrespect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying only that word uff, but Allah means from behind that word uff, any disrespectful word that harms or hurts the feelings of your mother or your father. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if there was a word lower than uff, Allah Azza wa Jal would mention in the Quran al-Kareem. And then he says, فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَاقُ مَا شَاءَ فَلَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلْيَعْمَلِ الْبَرُّ مَا شَاءَ فَلَنْ يَدْخُلَ النَّارِ. Let the one that disobeys his parents and disobedient to his parents do whatever he wants to do, he will never enter the paradise. And let that one that obeys his parents do whatever he wants to do, he will never enter the hellfire. Oof, a word of disrespect. Allah Azza wa Jal forbade us to say anything, absolutely anything, that shows any disrespect or shows any disrespect or hurting the feelings of the mother or the father. The word oof, only two words. How about other words that some of us might use to hurt our parents? That some of us might use to hurt the feelings of our parents by swearing at them or looking down at them or even screaming at them or shouting at them. Allah Azza wa